Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we are going to be talking about how to stretch yourself. This is not saying that I have all the answers on how to stretch yourself out, but I do have a couple of ideas, at least, that have worked for me so far in life. Not perfect, but they've worked for me. Now, let's go through again and let's describe kind of what's going on right now so I can get better at using descriptive words, give you guys a little bit of an insight as to who I am as a person. So one of the things that I got to do recently was to pull out a camera that I have. It's a Sony A6000 camera, and it's a mirrorless camera. What that means is there's no mirror inside of it, so the body of the camera is smaller. And I have this old lens that I picked up in Germany. And what this lens does for me is it's an old Tamron lens. Tamron's the name of the brand. And this thing works as a telephoto lens, and it also works as a macro lens. And it's kind of cool that it does both of those things. I picked it up for like 20 euros at a flea market in Germany, so I'm really proud of the find. It's neat to be able to take that. And one of the things I've been able to do since working on this podcast months ago, I wanted to improve the artwork. So I got an app around Christmas time called Affinity Photo, and it lets me update the artwork for each episode. Well, one of the other things it lets me do is it lets me do something called focus stacking, right? So focus stacking is where you take an object, you zoom into it really close, right? And then what you do is you take photos of the different parts of that object as they become in focus, right? So I'll take one photo where let's say I'm taking a photo of a Lego guy, right? Or a Lego scene. The first guy in the foreground needs to be in focus, then the next, then the next, then the next. And you kind of layer all these together. And the camera does a good job of taking those photos. And then the software does a good job of merging all of them together. And it's quite a bit of fun. I find photography relaxing. Especially when you can apply a technique that you know how it works. But photography wasn't always one of those subjects I was good at. In fact, I'm still probably not good. I just like the hobby because I find it having a workflow that's visual, provides good feedback, and is enjoyable. So one of the things that I do when I'm in an environment where I don't know a whole lot of what's going on, and this happens a lot. Remember we talk about that hashtag, it's okay to be new thing, and you're going to find yourself in new situations. There are different ways to try to become better in those environments. And one of the techniques that I use to do that is to write down a log. Every minute, every 3 minutes, every 5 minutes, doesn't matter what it is. You pick a duration, you pick an interval, and write down what you're hearing from others or what you're hearing in that space at the time. And it may not make much sense to you when you're writing it down, but when you have the chance to go back and review it, you'll start to notice patterns. You'll start to notice concepts. You'll start to notice keywords that mean something different in that environment that you can go ahead and look up later on and be able to help understand more of it. Right now, I'm in a situation where there's a lot of new things going on, and I look at people and I say, look, man, 80% of what you're telling me is going over my head, but keep talking, because every time you do, I'm learning a little bit more. And some of this stuff is warehouse management and all kinds of other awesome coolness, right? And it's all part of these systems that help make the world go round and help feed people and help do all kinds of great things. And so it's a lot of fun to know that these things exist, and it's a lot of fun to learn more about them. But it's not a lot of fun when you feel like you don't know anything and you can't figure out how to start learning. And again, this technique, not perfect, and I'm not saying I have all the answers on how to stretch yourself, but when you do find yourself in a stretched environment like this, one of the techniques you can do is to simply write down a log. You know, hey, at minute noon or 12:05, they said this. At 12:10, they said this. At 12:15, they said this, and so on and so forth. And you might want to make it a little more granular, but you can see as the conversation evolves, it may go over your head. It'll still be one that you can grok and learn some things from. And so I find that a pretty helpful, useful technique. Now, one of the ways I learned this is because in the military, we used to always have to take notes. You always had to have a recorder at each of your meetings. And oftentimes I would would find myself being the junior guy in the room, which was usually the case, and therefore being the recorder, and you would learn things in the patterns that would kind of emerge and be able to be more effective as you went forward. My memory also works really well, that when I write something down, it tends to stick a lot better. I know there's studies on that, but I know it also just kind of works for me, and I appreciate it. All right, so there's a good, easy way for you guys to stretch yourself and do a little better. Well, let's wrap this episode up. I know it's a short one, and that's okay. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this particular episode is to share it with someone you know. I'll let you decide who that is. You know who that person is you're thinking of right now. That person you're thinking of right now. If you're just joining us for this episode, because maybe the title was cool, the artwork was cool, awesome. Glad you can make it. If you want to stick around for the long haul, then this is a great time, all right, to go over to parkingthought.com and hit the subscribe links that are there. And if you don't want to do it at parkingthought.com, we're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Podbean, the Apple Podcasts, and it's this new project that's out there called lbry.tv. Kind of fun, and maybe I ought to do an episode on that. And at the end of every episode, for those of you joining us for the first time, we always like to say that remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, well, why not choose to be grateful?